I'm not.
It is so wonderful to be with you here till 1 p.m. Who's in the studio? What's your name?
Sophie.
Hey, I'm Sophie. I'm what they'd call a hard cunt. Don't fuck with me and we won't have any issues. Enjoy the RLM today.
This is a demo. All right. And what's your name, sir?
Hey, Bernie here. Preview. Hey, I'm Bernie. How the fuck is it going?
This is a demo.
Is that legend cunt who holds most of Sydney
Preview
racing records? So
this is a demo.
Welcome to the fucking show.
Preview.
And me, so...
This is a demo.
I was having a pretty tough time at the moment. Well, it's kind of...
This is preview.
So we do hope that you can't...
This is a demo.
...for today and that we don't waste your time.
Preview.
See, fuck you.
Preview.
You.
Preview.
And you, sir.
And I'm...
Your Robbie's Modern Life trial has ended. To continue, please insert coins.
What? Damn it, this again. Let me see if I've got any change. Yep, here we go. I guess I've got it this time. Oh man, I'm on the show, but I also listen to it. In that respect, I'm not so different to you. I guess we're kind of alike after all. I mean, we both have families, fears, phobias. I've got dreams, goals, ambitions, just like you. Just like you, I also listen to RML. If you met me on the street, maybe you'd walk right past me and wouldn't even notice that you'd passed me. I mean, I live a normal life just like you. I go to work, I come home, I see my family. I listen to the show when I can, I listen to other things too. Hell, maybe my life and your life are pretty similar. Look, to keep the show going, this time, I've got it covered. But maybe in the future, maybe it's your turn. Maybe you could pitch in. To do so, head to fbiradio.com/support to learn more and help us out. Because in the end, are we all so different?
Different. No, we're not. Robbie's Modern Life is the name of the show on FBI Radio 94.5 FM. It's a pleasure to be with you. My name's Robbie.
COVID-19 has definitely wavered in its presence, but is certainly still around. As such, to protect our communities, we urge each and every one of you to socially distance, that's 1.5 metres, in public spaces, as well as at home, if possible. Please maintain the safety of our communities. Thank you.
Awesome. Oh.
And I'm Sophie.
The sun may be out, but the COVID virus is still about. Having fun outside is great, but make sure you continue to abide with social distancing laws, 1.5 metres away from your friends and other community members.
When you're out and about in the sun.
Community is key, so let's help the community and maintain social distancing laws.
Hey, I'm Bernie.
Nothing better than enjoying a Pepsi in the park with friends.
But as long as you're keeping that distance between one another, 1.5 metres is the appropriate social distancing distance put in place by the government. And we believe, certainly so, that that's the best way to go about it. Let's keep our community safe and enjoy the Pepsi the right way.
And I'm Mitch.
Yeah, personally, I keep hearing a lot of shit talking about social distancing, but I gotta say that I did it on the weekend. I was drinking Coke in the park and...
I had a lot of fun. You don't need to touch each other at every second. Why is there this idea? Please, I urge you so desperately to maintain social distancing. 1.5 metres, please.
Huge show today with Sophie, Mitch, Bernie and myself, Robbie in the studio with you for Robbie's Modern Life Tour du Harry? Is that you? Yep. Prince Harry was seen biking alone at Malibu Beach and everyone's scratching their heads. Mm. It's a bit of a shock change for him, and it's got royal watchers a teensy bit confused. Why would he be riding his bike in public, let alone that this should be happening on the picturesque boardwalk of Malibu Beach? And most importantly, where the hell was Prince Harry going? Royal watchers the world over have been speculating frantically, but have simply come up trumps. We'll be discussing our favourite Malibu eateries in a tick.
Can't
what else that. Is coming up in the show?
Huge show today. Sophie, what else?
They shoot. Who scores? A giant steel ball has been discovered at a footy field in Doonside early this morning, and it is a surprise. To be clear, nobody was expecting this to happen. People have gathered at the scene where the local mayor is set to make an announcement regarding the ball.
Wow.
So as it stands, authorities believe the ball was used as a projectile. From where? We're not sure. From whom? The location of the catapult is still unknown. Okay. We'll be joined on the phone soon by local footy player Angus Treadmill, who's currently at the Giant Steel Balls location in Doonside, to ascertain further information.
Can't wait for that one. This is a really head-scratcher.
It's a head-scratcher.
So it's, just to clarify, it's a big steel ball, was it?
Yeah,
it's like
2 meters giant diameter. Steel ball.
2 meters diameter. That must be expensive.
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't have no idea how much it would cost.
Who would you? Yeah.
It must be heavy as well.
Yeah.
Who would you even get out as an expert on that?
I don't know. The mayor's probably special.
Yeah. He's just a footy player, isn't he, though?
He just happened to be on
the just
a
local talent, I think. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to clear up everything for you. This has obviously been the news
this morning.
We're breaking Sydney, so we're breaking it for you. Mitch, what else we got on the agenda today?
Yeah, well, ever wondered what it feels like to fall asleep during one of ScoMo's COVID-19 press conferences? Well, wonder no more. A new Sydney-based startup, Sleepy Conference, is making this dream a reality.
Wow.
Using up-to-the-minute sound design technology and engineering prowess, they are currently renovating a busy skate park in Doonside, coincidentally, to house this incredible new initiative. Everyone is pretty excited, except the local skaters who are having trouble understanding why this sleepy conference tech is needed in their park in particular.
That's kind of interesting, isn't it? That they should need a skate park for this.
Yeah.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
And the ball, how does that work?
Yeah. Doonside is getting hit with some crazy new happenings.
Startups. Yeah.
Tech startups.
And anyway, what else is coming up on the show? Our good friend G just got a job at Foxtel, working
awesome.
For the we're so glad, we're so proud of him, working for the on-demand team, and we are so proud of him. From what we heard, however, his roster is a little bit spotty. He receives a call to come into work a few times a week on what seems like a whim, right? And when he's there, all the superiors request all sorts of things from them without any notice. We're kind of happy for them, but it just seems very demanding.
Like it's a tough place to work, allegedly.
Yeah, and the on-demand team.
Yeah, quite demanding.
Of Foxtel?
Yeah, Foxtel, yeah.
Interesting, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm proud of them.
I'm like low-key proud, but also from what I've heard, it sounds like a very physically and mentally draining and demanding kind of job.
You're required on demand, basically.
Basically. Let's put things in perspective, though. It is COVID-20 right now, and of course, you know, jobs are hard to come by. We're in a recession, etc.
I'm
proud of them for having this. Hey, if you've tuned in over the last couple of weeks to the show, you might have heard about the big sled race that Bernie has been organising. It's big news. We've got some interesting news to report. They still basically haven't got in touch with us, the council. So at the moment, we're looking at potentially pushing the dates back, but nothing is confirmed. Stay tuned, because I think later in the show, Bernie, you're pretty keen to get involved on the phone with the council. Is that right?
Yeah. So I'm going to be giving them a call just to, last minute, just to confirm everything that it's going ahead, and just pretty much tick the last few little boxes. It's just little admin things, but it should be all sorted and ready to go.
Big sled race. Yeah. Bernie's big sled race. That should be so awesome.
It's going to be so good. We're going to have everybody there, and we've worked a few workarounds about social distancing, so it's going to be great.
Definitely.
Little loopholes.
So for what else are we looking at today? It's such a packed show.
So much on. There's actually so much on the show.
How do we fit it all into one hour?
We're not going to fit it.
Oh, damn it.
Some less jovial news now, with word that the director's cut of Joker is to be delayed indefinitely.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Mm. Rumours state that director Todd Phillips has encountered some issues locating the original video files in the premiere session for the film. So key scenes missing include the train scene and the street scene, as well as the car scene and the bike scene.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Why are they doing this?
The bearer of bad news, unfortunately.
Why are they doing it?
So, I think Todd Phillips has gone back and tried to make a director's cut, but he's lost the...
some of the files?
The media files. Yeah.
So, it's a shorter version.
Premiere, application.
You've got to be very careful about where you save your videos. So.
And what's coming up later about that?
We're going to be talking to the man himself, Todd Phillips. Yeah.
This is news to
Big
me.
Big names.
Well, sorry, Rob.
News to me.
That's the thing. It's such a jam-packed show that we can't even brief you about everything.
Okay.
We might have to sideline that one for next week or something.
yeah, we'll push that back.
And coming up after the break, something that might make you a little bit queasy.
I reached down and I put my hand in my undies, and there were chip crumbs. Red Rock Deli chip crumbs. Just everywhere.
Stay tuned to hear the exclusive story right here on Robbie's Modern Life.
DJ Lifeline with air horn. Robbie's Modern Life on FBR Radio 94.5 FM. It's a pleasure to be with you, Robbie, Sophie, Bernie, yes. And Mitchell are in the studio providing you with a beautiful bit of radio today.
We'll see you next week.
Absolutely. Ciao. We'll leave you with lunch today. No, all joking aside, of course, it's time now for...
It's the Sydney game! Where are you from? Text in 0409945945. It's the Sydney game of Robbie's Modern Life.
It's the Sydney game. Get involved. So, Mitch, without further ado, please provide us with the rules.
Okay, woo! It's pretty simple. So, we're going to describe a Sydney suburb on air to you guys, and you have to guess what the suburb is, purely based on the clues that we provide.
All right.
So, it's pretty exciting.
That's pretty
it could
easy.
Be, yeah, it's pretty easy. It could be or your suburb it? That you live in, or it could be something else entirely.
So, it's not just that simple, though, is it?
Well, it kind of is.
What?
What? You're kidding me? It's that easy and fun to play?
It's that simple. All you have to do is guess which Sydney suburb we're describing and text in with the answer on 0409 945 945.
Okay, I'm listening. Bernie, hit us up with numero uno then, huh? Sydney game.
Okay, so the first one here. I'm by the water. Ferries flow to and fro. Ice cream yum. Tourists walk all over me. And there are statues that move.
Okay.
0409 945 945. Guys, okay. Where is the suburb?
Where is the suburb? 0409 945 945. Bernie, one more time, brother.
I'm by the water. Ferries flow to and fro. Ice cream yum. Tourists walk over me. And statues are moving.
Whereabouts is that in Sydney?
And remember, it doesn't have to be where you live that you text in. This is, you want to be answering Bernie's question here.
Absolutely.
Poetic question.
Okay, we got
Sydney
one
game.
Here saying Manly. Is it Manly?
No.
Oh!
Too bad. I thought it was Manly.
I thought it was Manly too. We've got Ray from Penrith here going the airport.
Oh, it is not the airport.
No. All right. I'm listening though, Bernie. Let's give him the answer, man. We'll move on to the second suburb. Where are we talking? We're not sure of this one?
It was Bondi Beach. Circular Quay, I mean.
I thought it was Circular Quay.
Circular Quay, I just played with
the guy. Okay. You skip to the next one. We might skip the next one then, Bernie, because you have given that one away.
Oh, somebody texted a Circular Quay. They got it!
Sydney game!
That's Sydney game. Got us feeling so right.
Alright, let's go to the second round.
Mitch is spinning around.
Mitch is dancing now.
I'm so happy you were able to get that.
You're a break boy. B-boy.
Text in your name as well so we can give you
a shout out.
Shout you out. Yeah. Give you the proper congrats.
Hey! the Sydney game. They're saying get involved now on the text line 0409 945 945. This is the second suburb. I'm quite trendy, full of secondhand shops and restaurants. I wouldn't have dared to lock anyone out during the lockout laws. My best friend is Marrickville. What suburb am I?
Text in.
We're waiting. Okay, I'll say that again. Listen carefully.
Maybe they missed it.
Oh my gosh, has someone got it already?
I'm quite trendy, full of secondhand shops and restaurants. I wouldn't have dared to lock anyone out during the lockout laws. My best friend is Marrickville. It's the Sydney game.
What do you guys reckon?
All right, we've got one here from Nicholas saying Newtown. We got one here from Leslie saying Chatswood.
Benedict,
JC, Newtown, Jeff French. Hey, it's the Sydney game and we're loving your company today. The correct answer is ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
It's Newtown, baby.
It's Newtown, bitches.
Woo.
Oh
my gosh.
Spin around
the
and
Sydney
around.
Game.
Yes.
Mitch is doing a
good
head spin.
Yes, good guess, good guess.
All right, should we go to round three?
Round three now. Hey, well done, everyone. Nicola, JC, we see you. Jeff Fenich, we see you. Well done. Richard here, we love you. We love you getting involved. You're all winners in our eyes. Newtown was the correct answer for that one. Now it's time for numero tres. Sophie.
Okay, yeah,
number
Sydney
three, round
game.
Three, Sydney game.
Listen
it's
carefully.
It's the Sydney game. Get involved with the Sydney game. Where are you from, Texton? 0409 945 945. It's the Sydney game of Robbie's Modern Life.
Let's hear it, Sophie. Okay. This is numero tres.
I have a Westfield open for a shop or a meal. Busy roads with twists and turns keep me lively and full of people. I light up at night with delicious smells of food markets and restaurants.
How could that be?
Restaurants.
That was number three.
What are the key things in that one? So there's Westfield.
Text line's open.
Busy roads. Text line open. 0409 945 945. The Sydney game. Happy to be delicious with you. Get involved. Smell. I light up the night with delicious. Give us that one again, Sophie.
I have a Westfield open for a shop or a meal. Busy roads with twists and turns keep me lively and full of people. I light up at night with delicious smells of the food markets and restaurants.
Get involved on 0409 945 945. The Sydney game. We can't wait to hear from you. We'll see who wins. See who wins after the break here. This is Muse with Underclosed Desires. RML.
Underclosed. What?
0409 945 945. The Sydney game.
I want to win.
Where did Sophie describe? Keen to hear from you.
Rob, just the song's up.
Always good to hear from the Muse lads. That was their one, Undisclosed Desires. So got us grooving the studio here. What's the studio? Well, it's FBI Radio 94.5. Them, of course. The show is Robbie's Modern Life. In the studio is Sophie.
Yep.
Mitch.
Hey, yeah.
Bernie.
Hey.
And myself, Robbie. And we've been playing...
It's the Sydney game! It's the Sydney game! Get involved with the Sydney game! Where are you from, Texton? 0409 945 945. It's the Sydney game of Robbie's Modern Life.
Basically, get involved. How this works is we describe a Sydney suburb and you have to guess what suburb it is purely from the clues that we provide. Now, Soph, you gave us a couple of clues before the break and the text line has been lighting up trying to guess what this one is. You want to refresh their memory?
Okay. Number three. I have a Westfield open for a shop or a meal. Busy roads with twists and turns keep me lively and full of people. I light up at night with delicious smells of the food markets and restaurants.
Okay. You guys have been guessing on the text line. Just going to shout out a few people for getting involved for the Sydney game. Nicola, Jeff.
Paulita.
Salem.
Chanel.
You guys Slim, are legends. Yeah. Slushy.
Toby, people Richard. Guessing Burwood, Stratfield, 7-Eleven, Parramatta, Chatsworth, ooh. Parramatta, Bondi Junction. All excellent guesses. We're loving the correspondence. Ooh. Maybe a bit of a drum roll, so what are we looking at? What's the correct answer for this one?
Okay, which is the correct answer? Parramatta, well done! Nicola, well done. Chanel from Maryland.
Hang on.
Congrats.
We're going to flip the script right now on the Sydney game.
What? Yeah. You can't do that in the middle of a game.
Mitch, I don't care. I'm doing it. I'm flipping the script. And we're going to change the rules. All right? So what the new rules is you guys on the text line are going to be making us guess. So text in, describe a suburb, and we're going to guess it. 0409-945-945.
Oh, I can't believe this right now.
Okay, so let me just get this straight. We're flipping the script.
Yeah. Hang on.
Let me just get this right. So we're flipping the script, and now the text line is guessing us to guess a game?
Yeah, they're going to describe a suburb, and we're going to have to guess.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Keep us on our toes.
Yeah, you know what? Don't just text in. Call in too, maybe.
In on 833-22-999, or feel free to text on 0409-945-945. Give us some clues as to a particular suburb, and we will guess live in the studio. Oh, my goodness, it's lighting up. Julian, mate, you're on the line with RML. How are you, brother?
Oh, great. Yeah, I'm good. Thanks, Robbie.
Fantastic. You're on the line with RML.
Sydney game.
Let's hear it. We're flipping the script on the Sydney game. Let's hear it. What's your go?
Hey, guys. My name's Julian. I'm 6'3", 111 kilos. I'm easygoing. I love reading books, mostly Harry Potter. I love movies, too. Tom Cruise, Chris Hemsworth, you know, Julia Roberts. I like to cook a lot. I'm pretty romantic like that. I like making steaks on the barbecue, stuff like that.
Oh, okay, mate. All right, mate. It seems as if you're describing yourself. What are you doing, mate?
Okay. Yeah, that's... Sorry, I thought this was... it's a relation. I'm getting fitted with a date, aren't I? Or?
No, not quite, mate. Not today. No. We're talking about suburbs, mate. You want to describe a suburb for us, mate?
You want me to describe? Who am I going on a date with?
No, so mate, the game basically has been that we're describing suburbs and people have to guess. But now we've flipped the script basically halfway through the game, and now you're giving us. Yep, so we're flipping the script, and you're going to describe a suburb to us, and then we're going to guess what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. So okay, sorry.
Just describe a suburb, and we'll guess.
The Sydney game.
Describe a suburb, mate.
I live in Kings Grove.
Oh, no, mate.
Oh, no. Just describe.
No, mate, no, you describe the suburb.
Describe a suburb that we guess, mate.
Oh, yeah. Okay, got it. Okay, great, yeah, okay, this one, it's in the state of New South Wales.
Okay.
13 kilometres south of the Sydney Central Business District. In the local government areas of the city of Canterbury Bankstown, the Bayside Council, and George's River Council.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's good guess. Notable people that live there are Chris Cahill, the footballer.
Oh. Are you kidding me?
Alex Perry.
Julian, is it Kingsgrove, mate?
It's a great giveaway, Cahill.
Yes, it is, Robbie. Oh. Yeah,
all right. Awesome.
That's where you live, isn't it?
Julian, that was fantastic. Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. All the best finding a date.
Awesome. Oh, okay. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the help.
Thanks, Julian.
All right.
Thanks for getting involved with Sydney game on RML.
That's right. Well done to Julian there. Kingsgrove was our answer. Keep those coming on the text line, 0409-945-945.
That's right. We're flipping the script.
We're flipping the bloody script.
How much fun was that?
That was awesome. I love the Sydney game.
It's so good.
Hey, stick around because coming up...
And then I looked down and pretty much all I could see... was red Rock Deli chip crumbs everywhere like all over my undies. So curiosity got the better of me. I had to know what flavor they were.
The Red Rock Deli Undie Story. In full, no ad breaks. Hear it first on RML.
Men at Work with the original version of Down Under.
That's really nice.
Preferable, in my opinion, on the text line 0409-945-945. Somebody saying, tuned in and loving this new version of an Aussie classic. Well, it's the OG version, in fact. And
what's new is old and old is new.
And old is new. And what's mine is yours and yours is mine.
And what's R is ML.
And what's R is M is L is us. My name's Robbie.
My name's Sophie.
Bernie is my name.
And I'm Mitchell.
And we're very pleased to be with you today and to be joined again by a wonderful gaggle of girls. All right.
So what is this? This is our weekly segment. It's called Pop-Up Shop, right?
Yes. Hugo.
It's pretty much where we just bring in a local seller to sell and advertise their goods. And we just really want to be supporting these small businesses. And we thought the best way to do it is for them to advertise... Yeah. In the show, in the studio.
Now, obviously, there are strict regulations to do with what we are able to sell, not sell, etc., public broadcasting laws.
Yeah.
So, we're not selling you anything today. We're simply letting you know that these businesses exist.
We're kind of getting most of the entertainment and the show here because they're going to be doing a little... What's it? Catwalk around the procession around the room.
I don't know if it's called catwalk anymore, mate.
Well, I don't know. Well, yeah.
Whatever it's called. The walk.
Professional walk.
Professional session. The fashion
clothes.
Walk.
Fashion.
Yeah. Walk of power.
Fashion walk.
Walk of power.
Something like that.
Okay. Sophie, you're excited.
Yeah, grinning.
Okay, so
So we've got the same people back as...
They're back.
Last week.
Yeah, well, we were trying to tee up somebody else, but we're happy to have these guys back.
Yeah, it's okay. Last time they auditioned, and this time they're back to show us what they've got. Should we bring them through?
Yeah, of course. So we'd like to introduce the ladies from Kaftan Couture with their gorgeous collection of beautiful kaftans. So a garment is a kaftan that is perfectly suited to any size or shape. These items of clothing are simply ideal for any occasion. Waft into a space with ease and style by the grace of your new kaftan, courtesy of Kaftan Couture. Ladies, do feel free to come right on through.
Awesome.
All right. First up, we've got lovely Susanna.
Off mic, obviously.
Take a walk, darling. What are you wearing there? Kaleidoscope caftan. Okay.
Rob, you don't have
You know her name, Rob. You can just refer to her by name.
Yeah.
And a spin, thanks.
So I love the frill on this one.
Yeah.
Goes from about the navel down. It's beautiful. You can see the hem on the right side there. It's very unique design.
Lovely stitch work going on there.
This one's on sale at the moment, $99.50.
Awesome. Interesting V-neck design as well. It's quite
Subtle. You can see the way that she's moving very fast there. It's
slow down.
A waft.
You can walk through into any space.
Doing another lap. All right.
It's loose and flowy. I love that.
That's the best thing about Countdown Smash.
But the imagery on it is so sort of blocky and jarring. I like that. Contrast.
Beautiful. Susanna, thank you so much. Let's bring in Monique now with the Amazonia Captain.
This one will set you back 350 AUD. It's on sale.
I love the mixture of the zebra, the polka dots, and the sort of rainbow
The
shape.
Reindeers on the side, yeah.
And the zebra really complements your brunette hair, Monique.
Thank you so much, Monique.
It's got a headphone vibe. It's got earpods.
Oh, okay.
It's got that Christmas vibe with the reindeers, which I like.
It is good.
That one's lovely.
It's Monique, flowy. It's
thanks
flowy.
Thanks so much.
I'm just not... I hate to say it, guys. I'm, like, not really a caftan. I can't see myself buying a caftan.
I think okay. I could.
But that's just me.
That's
good. Yeah, so I've been lighting up.
Is it like a lady?
It's not necessarily for you.
I'm not sure if I like the Kaleidoscope or the Amazonia more. Maybe I have to see the third and I'll decide.
Okay.
All right. Maybe you'll prefer Julia's one, Bernie. This is the Indigo Summer. Come through, darling.
Oh, wow.
This is part of the Temptation line.
Robbie.
Beautiful.
Part of the Temptation line, this one.
Okay, this one set you back $199.50.
Okay.
That's more my ballpark.
Sort of similar astral Buddhist vibes.
Astral Buddhist with that hint of Christmas again.
Kind of astral projection vibe.
Yeah, the Christmas has been a sort of a running theme.
It's a bit of a theme of the
the Temptation line.
The Caftan Couture line really has a sort of a Merry Christmas vibe. It's just, but they like to bring it all year round.
Perfect for Australian Christmas when it's hot weather.
Here comes the Doves of Summer. This is a new one.
Thanks for coming back, Susanna.
Got changed. Okay.
Quick turnaround.
Lovely.
That's a good thing about caftans, that you can slip them on off.
That's so true. Yeah. All right. In and out.
Susanna, Monique, Julia, it's been wonderful having you in from Caftan Couture. Let's see a bow.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Everyone, round of applause.
You don't need a bow. Thanks.
All right, Caftan Couture. Check them out online. They've got a beautiful store with wonderful prices.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
Pop Shop is going to be a returning segment, so just tune in next week for that.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll...
You can propose your wares that you would like to showcase.
Yeah, please. Because, I mean, I love Caftan Couture, but I just can't, I can't see it going for a third week.
No.
Now, nothing against them.
There's no way it would.
Before the break, we were flipping the script on a classic game, the Sydney game, which we've been playing.
It's the Sydney game! It's the Sydney game! Get involved with the Sydney game! Where are you from, Texton? 0409945945.
It's the Sydney game of Robbie's Modern Life. So keep those coming in on 0409945945. Text in a brief, vague description of a suburb, and we in the studio will be guessing what it is.
What the place is, yeah. Can be your suburb, can be anybody else's suburb. It has to be in Sydney, though. So that's the restrictions.
That's right. Stick around after this next song because we've got something huge.
So there I was. Chip crumbs everywhere. Red Rock Deli chip crumbs just strewn all over my undies. It was an outtake of Step Brothers. I'm telling you, it was crazy. I couldn't have been more embarrassed. It's just chip crumbs. Red Rock Deli chip crumbs.
Keep it locked to hear all the salacious details. Exclusive RML.
Michael Hurley there with Penguins. You're with Robbie's Modern Life on FBR Radio 94.5 FM. My name's Robbie. With me is Sophie.
I'm going up against Penguins.
Bernie.
Hey.
And Mitchell. And we're loving your correspondence on the text line 0409-945-945. We were playing a bit of a game, weren't we, Bernie?
Yeah, we were in the middle of...
It's the Sydney game!
And we don't have to play the whole sting.
No, of course not.
It's a Sydney game where we flipped the script. Initially, we were describing suburbs. You had to guess them.
Mm-hmm.
Sydney suburbs. And now, the text line, you guys are it. Mm-hmm. So you're describing the suburbs, and we're guessing them.
Mm-hmm. But what do you mean, Sophie? What does it mean?
So basically, it's really as simple as... You describe a Sydney suburb, you the listener.
Yeah.
On the text line 0409-945-945, describe a suburb and text it into us, and then we have to guess what the suburb you're talking about is.
We have a few on the text line, right, Rob?
We do. We have one here. It says leafy and cafe-lined streets.
Ooh.
Paddington? Okay.
St. Leonard's?
St. Leonard's. That's, well, there's not that many cafes.
I think Randwick.
CBD?
Randwick?
Randwick, maybe.
Coogee.
I don't know.
Is it that leafy, though? Yeah. Thinking leaves.
Like Centennial Park?
Alexandria.
Oh, yeah.
Centennial Park. There's a lot of, like, leaves there.
I'm not sure.
Cafes. We'll get back to that one. Text us if we get it.
Get another one here saying, I'm in lockdown. All right.
That's,
Right.
I mean, that's why we do these location things. You know,
well, suburb. Text in if you texted in the leafy and cafe-lined streets to let us know if we got it right or not. Do we have any final guesses for Sydney game?
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Hey, it's probably no surprise to regular listeners of this show that Bernie here has been very excited about putting together a sled race. It's pretty cool. We're so excited to put the sled race on and get the fun times rolling. But as you can hear from Bernie's disappointment, we're still waiting on council approval and have been for well over a month now, isn't that right?
Yeah. So, I've been in the last few kind of hurdles to jump for this sled race for a while now. I thought I had it locked in, but I'm getting a little bit impatient and I want answers. I want to get this show on the road and people, they want a sled. You guys have been messaging us on Facebook saying, when's the sled race going to happen? We've got over 100 messages on Facebook from people saying, sled race, sled race, sled race. They want a sled.
Some think it's fake as well because you've been talking about this for so long, but nothing is happening. So
it's a cool initiative. We want some answers. It's a cool initiative. We want answers. We've been waiting for council approval. And so we're just going to do the damn thing and call them up.
Yeah. Let's call them right now and get a...
Council.
Get a straight answer out of them.
Yeah.
Hello? Council?
Council, hello?
Hello. Yes. Thank you.
Mitch?
Hello? No, thank you for calling the Sydney City Council. This is Derek. How can I help you?
Hi, Derek.
Okay, sorry. You sound like a mad one.
All right. You're on the line with Bernie. Go ahead. Shoot.
I'm a bit shy, but... Derek, hello?
Hi, how can I help you today?
You're part of the Sydney Council, am I calling the right...
Yep. Yeah, mate, you've called the Sydney City Council. How can I help you today? Where can I direct your request, mate?
So I'm organising that you obviously have the file for the sled race there. How many...
Sorry?
I just want to get the sled race, you know...
Sled race.
ready to go, man. Like, what do I have to do, for Christ's sake?
Sorry, I'm very confused by that request. Sled race. Are you looking to do a big community event?
Yes. I've been emailing you guys about it. Should be ready to go, but...
Sure. Do you have any kind of tracking number or anything regarding this request?
No, just sled race. Bernie's sled race.
Okay, look, if you don't have if you don't have any kind of tracking number, I can go ahead and file one for you. I can file a request for you.
Yeah, look, if that's... Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, sure. Let me just...
They should have your emails, though.
Do you have my emails?
Sorry, sir. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
The sled race that I've been trying to organize for, like, God knows how long.
A sled race? I haven't heard anything regarding a sled race. Look, how many people will be in attendance?
Well, I haven't managed to advertise it yet, but quite a few, I reckon.
As many as possible.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. I'll just put down NA for that. Is there wheelchair access available?
No need. Sleds.
No need, sure thing.
They've got their own, like, bobsleds.
Yeah, we'll have sleds.
Okay. They can put sleds on.
Just filling out the event form. Have you secured first aid assistance?
No need as well.
No need.
No need, they'll be nice.
N-A?
N-A.
Okay. N-A?
N-N, no need.
and then okay, how, sorry, this is a more modern one that's just entered the form, but how will you ensure social distancing protocol is maintained?
So we've kind of got a workaround for that. Pretty much the sleds will be going at a certain speed that won't need social distancing.
We've also got lanes, right?
Lanes.
The sleds themselves are kind of a barrier.
Yeah,
parallel.
Yeah.
Parallel barriers.
The sleds will be going fast as well.
Okay. Right. I'm going to put NA down for that one, and we'll come back to that later. Do you have
can
any...
Can we hurry up and get this thing green lit?
Look, I'm trying to do it as fast as I can, as I don't have your form, I'm going to have to fill the form out for you. Have you got any safety protocols in place?
Yes, obviously. Move on. Next.
Do you have insurance?
Yes, next.
Okay. Putting yes down. Do you have the company there?
Yep.
The insurer?
No? Yep.
Okay, I'll put yes down. What is the age of the youngest person that will be in attendance?
You don't need to know that.
Probably NA, we're not sure yet.
Put NA down.
We haven't put this
NS,
we
not
haven't
sure.
put the event on yet. We haven't put the event on, so
that's
we're
the whole goddamn thing. That's why I'm calling. I want to put this on.
We're trying to put the sled race on. Was your name Derek?
Yeah, Derek.
Okay. We're just trying to put the sled race on. So some of these questions we're not at liberty to even imagine to answer because we haven't got it yet.
Especially the insurance ones.
Sure. Okay. Look, I'm just trying to get a sort of ballpark figure of some of these. Even estimates would be good just so that I can...
Can I talk to anyone else?
...process the request. Look... just one more question that I'm going to put you through to my manager, I think, at this point. Has there been any risk assessment that's been done?
Yes. Duh.
Yes.
Okay, sure.
I think it is, like...
Look, it all sounds fine to me. I'm just going to pass you through to my manager. One moment.
Okay, thanks, Derek.
Why?
Somebody's saying just play a song, this is painful.
Well, we can do that once this is done, I guess.
Yeah, well, we'd love to play a song.
We'd love to play a song. We'll just see how this goes.
Welcome to Sydney City Council. This is Tim speaking. How can I help you?
G'day, Tim. We've just spoken to Derek about our sled race request. I trust they've relayed the relevant information onto you.
Yeah, Derek's relayed everything to me. Pretty much sounds all good. I'll just go through some of the generic questions that we need to know.
Can we make this any quicker?
Yeah, sure, mate. It's all going to be done real fast. We just need to know a few things. Number one, how many people will be in attendance, mate?
We don't know. We're not.
You've already asked this.
Yeah, NN.
Put down NN here.
No need to ask that.
Next to Derek's. Is there wheelchair access?
They'll be in sleds. Everyone will be in sleds.
On sleds.
Oh, it's a sled race.
To answer that. Yeah, it's a sled race. Yeah, you're invited.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Awesome to hear. Have you secured any first aid assistance?
No need.
Okay. No need for first aid. All right, look, it sounds fantastic, mate. Is there going to be any alcohol or red wine involved there?
I'd say so.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Might be some red wine involved? Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Should you just send it straight through to my door then?
Oh.
Are you asking to be bribed?
No, nothing of the sort, mate. I'm just checking what's going to be available at the race.
Hang on, you need me to send you wine.
And then we'll get approved.
Well, that's going to
make the process a bit smoother, is it?
It's going to make it a lot smoother, mate. And honestly, if you're going to have some kind of alcohol involved there, something like a red
wine... We'll give you a taste test, mate.
I need a taste test, mate. Yeah, okay. Probably get a Penfold sent straight through to my house.
Yeah, we can give you...
All right, we'll get you details over a song here, mate, and we'll get a Penfold straight to you, shall we?
That sounds absolutely perfect, mate.
All right.
I'm just going to put approved here and, send that on through and we can get this green lit as quick as possible.
Finally, we can suck in the invites out for the sled race.
Fantastic. Oh, mate, Tim, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thanks to you guys for calling in and I hope the event goes well.
Thanks, mate. Hey, thanks, Tim. See you, mate.
Thanks, Tim.
Awesome. We got the council approval for your sled race, Bernie.
Yay!
All right, fantastic. We got a text here saying, this prank sucks, and I'm just cringing at how rude you're being to someone who's just trying to help you. This is gross. Wrap this shitty prank up. It's not a prank, mate.
We've
got the council approval that we want. So, well done,
Bernie!
Jokes
on you, yeah.
Jokes on you, mate.
Pop the wine.
Pop the wine, buddy. Pop the bloody cherry. All right, we're gonna be back next week, and... hopefully see how the sled race goes.
Yeah. So we're going to be looking at a date probably mid-July for the sled race.
Yeah.
Anyway, coming up next week...
guys. Guys, why the long faces?
Remember that scene in Harry Potter where the double-decker bus, like, squeezes into itself into to get through the traffic? Yeah. It's, like, magically.
Like a skinny bus.
Remember the skinny bus thing skinny from Harry Potter? Skinny bus scene,
yeah. We're going to be talking about that.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about that. Plus, they've made a replica one in London.
Oh, wow.
It was, like, fully skinny.
Wow, just to keep morale up during COVID-19.
Yeah, exactly. So, we're going to be talking about that next week. Plus...
I reached down and I put my hand in my undies and there were chip crumbs. Red Rock Deli chip crumbs. Just everywhere.
Stay tuned to hear the exclusive story right here on Robbie's Modern Life.
Next week.
Next week, that's right. Thanks so much for everyone for getting involved today on the text line. We appreciate you. The Sydney Game coming back next week, Monday, midday till 1. Thank you so much, Mitch.
Thank you for having me.
No worries. Thanks, Sophie.
No worries. Have a good week.
Clocking to work.
Cheers, Az. Okay. Bernie, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, no worries, Az.
All right, I've been Robbie Armfield. You've been listening to RML. Keep it locked in FBI 94.5 for lunch. It's going to be great with lots of music and all that sort of thing. It's going to be great. We're going to leave you with a beautiful song now from Black Moth, Super Rainbow, Sunset Curses, Slow. Listen back on the podcast, Robbie's Modern Life, everywhere you like. Have a good week. Wonderful week. Wonderful day. Goodbye. Thank you.
See ya.
Bye.